Welcome to the Smart Brand Marketing Podcast with your host, Tom the Digital Architect Liebelt. Are you tired of spending money on marketing efforts that produce little or no results? Unable to decide whether internet marketing is right for your business? Want to take your brand to the next level but are unsure of what steps to take next? Hey, you're not alone. Join thousands of others in their pursuit of growing a profitable business and learning actionable strategies on how they can outperform brands that are older, bigger, and stronger.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, Sean?
Not much. How are you doing?
Doing good. The only thing is, my neighbor must have got a new drill, and every like 10, 15 minutes, he just drills into the wall.
That's always fun.
I never know when it's coming too. So how much do you travel now in a year?
I travel probably 3 to 4 months out of the year. Portland's my home base, so I've got a house here, and I kind of realized that, one, if I was going to make the relationship work, I couldn't be gone for 6 months at a time. And two, I just like more frequent, shorter trips. So I'll do 4 or 5 2 or 3 week trips a year, and then a bunch of smaller ones from there.
So which businesses are you running currently? Because I remember Location 180 and Location Rebel. And I'm not sure what the difference between those two is, which you'll probably tell us. But what are you doing right now?
So those are definitely the two main things. So Location 180 is the blog, and Location Rebel is the product. So Location 180 basically serves as, aside from some affiliate income, it serves as kind of the lead generation for Location Rebel, which is the more how-to, hands-on product. On top of that, I've been doing a bunch of stuff in the golf world. So I've been working with basically the largest direct response golf company in the world, and I've been doing a bunch of their marketing funnels on top of building my own golf site. So I've been getting into, you know, that industry more and more, which has been kind of fun.
In the Location Rebel and 180, you're pretty much training digital nomads.
Essentially,
yeah. Right? Why did you even go into that niche?
It started out like kind of organically, because basically I had kind of gone through this three-step process in my own life and was like, oh, that worked out pretty well for me. And at the time, there wasn't really any community that was devoted strictly to building a business you could run from anywhere. And that was kind of the angle I took with it. I was like, hey, this three-step process worked for me. Maybe it'll work for someone else. So I opened it up for $300 for 20 people on a kind of beta level. And I was like, you know, if I can sell half of these in a week, I'll be stoked. And I sold all 20 in 48 minutes. And so I was like, okay, so there appears to be a demand for this. And now 4 years later, we've got 1,500 members in 40 different countries and some incredible testimonials. Basically, all the products I've created have just been things that I've stumbled upon or learned in my own life and was like, hey, maybe someone else wants to learn about this too.
How did you find the first 20?
It was all people through my blog. So I basically I threw up a landing page on Location Rebel to kind of say, hey, this is coming. I created a Location Rebel Arsenal, which is a book with all the tools that I use to be able to run my business from anywhere, and started up building a little bit of an email list around there. I'd email people every couple weeks with a new video, kind of talking about one aspect of the course or the lifestyle. And yeah, from there I said, hey, it's here. Who wants it? And apparently a lot of people did.
How big of a traffic did you have on Location 180 before you actually attempted that?
It wasn't huge. It was like maybe 20,000 uniques a month at the time, something like that.
Okay. And you had a mailing list, obviously.
Yeah, but it wasn't huge at the time either. I mean, it was only a couple thousand people probably, you know, maybe 2,500.
So the timing must have been really good, because these days, I think everyone and their mom is starting a blog or a membership site training digital nomads.
Yeah, and that's kind of part of, you know, it's good news, bad news is, you know, I was one of the first people to do it. And so I've built a reputation and it's been a little bit more longstanding than that. But now the market is so saturated, you got to start coming up with ways to differentiate yourself. And that's part of the thing about the golf stuff. It's like, you know, who knows how long people are going to be interested in this whole digital nomad thing. And I try and stay away from that term just because it so many of the people that join my program, it's not necessarily about a backpack and travel. It's, you know, they just want to work from home with their kids or whatever. So it's really more about working from anywhere, not necessarily working from the road or traveling or whatever.
Yeah, I get that. But, you know, it's just to keep it simple, right? Because a lot of people do know that term. And if you have the skills to be a digital nomad, it doesn't mean you need to travel. It's just something that people have been throwing around a lot. Like, I went to a digital nomad conference in Berlin, and I think it was just called like digital something. It was insane. Like, they were like screaming, do you want to be a digital nomad? And people said, yay. And I left. Yeah. I was like, okay. Oh,
yeah, that's not my jam. I'm not into the whole like woo, that kind of stuff. So
what do you actually offer in the membership group? Because I imagine you have a lot of people that were employees or maybe unemployed or just not happy with their jobs or working in businesses and just want to go away from having so much overhead. So what do you actually offer them to make that happen?
I mean, it's all of the above. At least the people that want to join, it's all of the above. So when people join, my goal is to get them to an intermediate level at some of the most important skills that you need to be successful online. So basic SEO, copywriting, social media for business, WordPress, the fundamentals of design. And if you can get to an intermediate level of those, then you can take one of those skills and you can freelance it. Because freelancing, frankly, is the easiest way to start making money. So a lot of people do freelance writing just because they have the skills for it and there's such high demand. So I have blueprints around each of these skills to help, you know, kind of get you up to speed and practice them. And then we also have, you know, a whole course that's like, okay, how do you take these and then turn that into a business? And then the third step is kind of getting to the point where it's like, okay, you've got the skills, you've got a little bit of money coming in. Now let's start applying it to the sexier businesses, the passive income or the info products or the e-commerce or the stuff that people really want to be doing, but is much more difficult to, you know, start when you don't have that kind of skill set to begin with.
How did you organize it in there? Is it something where you throw all the info at the people at once when they join? Do you drip feed it? Do you have like a university type setup? Like, what's the way that you teach them?
So basically, people sign in and it's like, here's the kind of quick start. Do these things first, review these things, and then it's kind of choose your own adventure. It's like, okay, so maybe you really resonate with copywriting. So you go through the copywriting blueprint and then you start freelancing that. And, you know, at this point, you know, we've had it for like 4 years and it's gotten a little overwhelming, frankly. We just kind of continue to add content, continue to add blueprints, and I've taken my other premium products and moved it in there. So we're in the process of actually rethinking all of that. We're moving the whole site over to a new platform. So it's going to be a little bit easier to manage. But, you know, right now it's kind of go at your own pace. You know, we kind of say, here's the general framework for what you're going to learn. You just have to decide the specifics of that.
What do you find is the biggest challenge for the people that join to actually move from that employee or that solopreneur mindset onto something where they can hire people, actually work online, run a business, a real business like that? What's the biggest challenge you're finding?
Consistency. I think that's the absolute most important thing. Is a lot of people, especially people that have day jobs or just doing this to get started, they have a really tough time being consistent with the work. I don't know anyone who's been working for 2-3 years online, consistently putting in the time and effort, that hasn't had a certain level of success. But you get someone who's like, okay, I'm going to get going. I've got 10 hours a week to devote to this. They set up their site. They start learning the skills. They start going through the blueprints. And, you know, maybe then they start reaching out, trying to get their first freelance clients and they strike out. They don't have any luck for the first few weeks. And they say, oh, this isn't for me. They get frustrated and they stop wanting to spend time on it because they're kind of down about it. And so they stop being consistent with their effort. And as soon as they stop doing that, then it's game over. It's not going to end up working out for them. So I think that's kind of the most important word to success or those that are unsuccessful. The ones that are consistent usually have success with it and the ones that aren't, don't.
Do you try to keep them accountable in some way or what do you have in place to kind of overcome that obstacle?
So we have accountability groups. So when people join, they can say, okay, I would like to be added to an accountability group where people meet once a week, talk about, you know, what's going well or not. And we started to kind of structure it, and the way we had it structured at first didn't work real well. So now we've just kind of been like matchmaking. My community manager, Liz, and I will say, okay, we've got this group over here and this person's coming in and wants a group. Like, we think that's going to be a good fit and we'll make introductions. But that's another thing that we're kind of haven't found the perfect formula for. And so we're still kind of trying to work through it. But just being in the forums and the people that are most active in the forums and in the community, they get a certain level of accountability for that, which seems to work pretty well.
Is this all online or are you doing in-person meetings as well?
This is all online. So occasionally when I'm traveling, every time I go to New York, for instance, I'll do a meetup. Last time I went to Bangkok, I did a meetup. Sometimes in Portland for the World Domination Summit, I'll do a meetup. But for the most part, everything that I'm doing is online. Yet we've got such a big and varied community from around the world. There's a lot of kind of unofficial meetups or people will meet in the forums and be like, hey, I'm in Brisbane. Let's get together and that kind of thing.
What do you do about retention to make sure people stay and not leave pretty quickly?
Frankly, one of the things that I found is that people are going to join and check it out. The strategy that I teach is not sexy. So for some people, it's going to be perfect. And for some people, it's not going to be a good fit. So the biggest thing I do is I try and check in once a week after they join. We've got kind of an email series that'll walk them through that process, you know, and try and get them to stick around. But I don't want people to stick around that aren't a good fit. And frankly, something that should also be made clear is Location Rebel is just a one-time fee. It's not a monthly recurring thing. So one-time fee of $497 as opposed to doing valued every month at $49. So people have a month to figure out if it's right for them. And if it is, then great. You know, they can continue growing their business. And if it's not, I'll give them their money back.
Is it something you played with, or did you start from a one-time fee in the beginning already?
So I had a few other different sites that were monthly fees. The one huge key reason that I keep it as a one-time fee is, say we've got a bunch of people that joined 3 years ago. They've now got six-figure businesses. They're really successful, and they attribute some of their success to Location Rebel and the course and the community. So they continue to come back and help all the new members. So there's some of the biggest assets within the community. And eventually, no matter how much you attribute your success to it, or no matter how much it helped you, you get to the point where it's like, okay, this $49 a month or $99 a month or whatever it is, you start to feel like, I don't need to pay that anymore. You know, it's time for me to graduate to something else. And so by the one-time fee, I don't have to worry about that. People stay in the community and they continue to help people. And I'm actually in the process of rolling out another kind of tier of it that is a monthly fee, but we're not quite there yet.
And why did you decide to do it in the States and not from somewhere sexy like Southeast Asia in the beginning?
Well, frankly, I actually, when I launched the site, I launched the beta while I was here in Portland, but then I went and I moved to Bali for 2 months. And that's where I did the official launch. So just to kind of prove, hey, you really can do this from anywhere. And a lot of the planning and the initial creation and all that stuff, that was done when I was living in Bangkok. So when it first started, a lot of it was done in Southeast Asia, actually.
How do you feel about Bangkok?
I love it, personally. It's one of my favorite cities in the world. It's one of those places where 24/7, you can do anything you want. It's a hub of Asia, so it's easy to get anywhere else. You've constantly got an influx of interesting people and entrepreneurs that are coming in, and so you're exposed to new and different people. And it's just exotic enough that you go there, and it's kind of a cool experience and an adventure, but it's accessible enough that even if you don't speak the language or you haven't done extensive traveling through Asia, it's still accessible.
Yeah, I find the energy amazing out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
What are some of the ways you're finding clients? Well, basically your sales funnel, your lead funnel, for the membership site?
The primary thing is just through Location 180. So, you know, we've got over 500 blog posts now. The site's been around for over 6 years.
That's a lot.
So we rank pretty well for a lot of different key terms. I've got thousands of links coming from various sites, doing lots of podcasts. So there's kind of a constant steady flow of traffic into Location 180. And then I just kind of funnel them from there into the newsletter or I've got a free email course that kind of walks them through the fundamentals of what people learn in Location Rebel. So that's kind of the way I'm doing it. I'm actually in the process of revamping it entirely just because it's been a couple of years since I've done that, which has been an exciting process to go through as I've learned more about my audience and learned more about marketing. So I think this new thing, this new funnel and this new process is really going to allow me to give people more of exactly what they're looking for as opposed to being kind of a one-size-fits-all approach.
How big is the staff running this whole site?
It's me and my community manager, Liz, who works part-time. So that's it.
Two people.
And that's by design. I'm one of those people that I've got no ego about the size of my business or the scale, or I'm not trying to look bigger than I am. I like to travel. I like to golf 3 or 4 times a week. I'm the epitome of a lifestyle entrepreneur. So you get people that, you know, are trying to grow these big 7-figure businesses. And while that might happen in due time, I'm not necessarily in a huge rush to blow it up for the sake of blowing it up. It's at a really good size right now that's manageable, that helps a lot of people and affords me the lifestyle I want to live. And I feel pretty good about that.
What software do you use for the membership site?
It's on a Frankenstein combination of a lot of different things. So we use Vanilla Forums for the forums. We use WordPress for the basic platform. OptimizePress 1.0 for the membership pages. OptimizePress 2.0 for the sales pages. Visual Website Optimizer for the split testing. So it's a lot of different services that I've kind of tested and gone through over the years.
Are you happy with the setup?
Yes and no. It's good, but it's time for something else. So like I said, I'm in the process of hopefully moving it over to a new platform, and I'm hoping that's going to be done in the next month or so.
Which platform are you thinking about?
Rainmaker, Copyblogger's new platform.
Yeah, it just seems like I've never met a person running a membership site that's happy with the membership's platform. Like, there's always so many issues with them. So I was just wondering.
Yeah. And for the most part, mine's worked really well. It's all self-hosted on a Linode setup. So every once in a while, I need to get a developer to come in and make some tweaks there. But for the most part, it works. There's quirks and things that are maybe minor nuisances or things like that. But overall, it's been good.
Cool. Tell me more about this golf thing that you're doing. You said something with direct response, direct marketing.
Yeah. So basically with breaking 80. My site is I'm trying to become the youngest person to play the top 100 golf courses in the world.
Sweet.
So I've got a site where I take a bunch of photos, I review all of that, then do product reviews, which I then make affiliate revenue off of. And then the other stuff, the direct response stuff, I don't really talk about that publicly as much. It's, you know, a company that I work with and some guys that do some really cool stuff, but that's just kind of my little side gig that brings in a nice income and kind of helps implant myself into the golf industry a little bit more, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. I was just wondering, how far did you get with the golf courses? Like, what number are you on now?
Right now, I've played 21 of the top 100 in the United States, as well as 21 of the top 100 in the world. I still have a ways to go, but considering I just started last year, I'm doing okay.
What's the traffic like on that blog?
It's not huge, but it's not insignificant. I think we get somewhere in the neighborhood of like 30,000 uniques a month, something like that.
Yeah, but I'd imagine that's really targeted people too, because no one from like a regular audience will go looking for, you know, golf and someone's playing in those places. I think it's really golf enthusiasts only.
Oh, absolutely. So we get definitely the search traffic on that site is very targeted. It seems like with every review I put up, I tend to rank pretty well for it because I do in-depth reviews. I give my honest feedback. And so not only is that good from a revenue standpoint, but it's also good from just the quality of an audience I get. They're looking for reviews that I've done, then they're probably going to resonate with a lot of the other stuff that's on the site.
Yeah, you mentioned that the whole digital nomad niche, you're not sure how long it's going to last. What do you think the future is for that? Because, you know, at the moment, everyone wants to start a business, right? You got The Profit, the Shark Tank, all the digital nomad sites. And it seems like everyone that's in high school and in a 9-to-5 pretty much would like to do something like that. But what do you think is going to happen in a few years from now? Where's it going?
Well, frankly, the way I look at it is there's always going to be people that are unhappy with what they're doing. They're always going to want to look for a change. The lure of owning your own business is always going to be there. And I've seen it over and over again. I mean, this is the thing that I'm passionate about, is helping people build these types of sites and get out of those situations that they're unhappy with. So I think that there's always going to be a market for it. It's just the people that can create a community that's realistic and isn't selling false promises, I think those are the people that are going to win. And that's been why Location Rebel's been so successful. Is, like I said, I try and stay away from a lot of the big, sexy, bold claims of, hey, you're going to make $10,000 next month kind of thing. It's like, I'm going to show you the unsexy process that works really well. And if you do this, eventually you're going to get to do the sexier stuff than the passive income and all of that. But, you know, that's why I do think that Location Rebel will kind of stand the test of time, whereas you get a lot of these people that are kind of coming in and doing the fake it till you make it thing. What sets me apart is I went through all of this. I walk people through this three-step process. I did freelance SEO for 2 or 3 years to help pay the bills. And that's kind of what I'm teaching people. And then you get a lot of people that are like, oh, I'm just traveling the world and I'm going to start a travel blog and I'm going to make money by starting a membership site to tell people how to make money, and they haven't really done anything. And I think that the people that are doing that, they're going to shine through pretty quickly.
Based on the people in your community, the experience you had with them, what's something realistic that you could tell someone that's going to happen within a year of learning how to do this? Like, where are they going to be in a year? Realistically?
Well, I think it depends. It's going to be very different for different people. I have people that will make $4,000 in their first month getting started. And, you know, I have people that don't make $4,000 in a whole year. So a lot of it depends on your personality, your motivation level, the amount of time you can put into it. So I try not to make promises of, hey, this is where you're going to be in a year. But I can say, based on the experiences, the people that are putting a significant amount of time and effort into it, they're being consistent. Most of those people have a very nice side income by the time they get to that 1 year point. My goal is, if I can get you to the point where you're making $3,000 a month, then you've got options. That's enough to live on in most places. If you want to go travel, that's enough to travel on indefinitely. You want to leave your job, that's enough to be able to kind of support yourself while you continue to grow that business. So that's my hope, is that within 12 months, you know, people that are really committed to the program and going through it, they get to that kind of $3,000 to $5,000 a month level.
Do you do any type of mastermind in the forum, or are you not into that?
Not formally. Kind of back to the accountability ideas, we get people that will do kind of create their own mastermind groups. And as part of kind of this, you know, revamp of Location Rebel and the new platform and some of the new features we're going to be adding, there will be a little bit of a component to that. And that was kind of the monthly fee that I alluded to. But that's still a little ways down the road as I'm, you know, kind of figuring out exactly what I want it to look like.
Sean, if people want to reach out to you and find you, where would they go?
Easiest way is to go to SeanOgle.com, SeanOgle.com, at Sean Ogle on Twitter. Twitter. If you're really committed to starting the business and you want to, you know, kind of find a community of people that are doing the same thing, locationrebel.com is the community we talked about. And if you happen to be into golf, Breaking 80 with 80 all spelt out.com. That's the golf.
Thanks for listening to the Smart Brand Marketing Podcast with Tom, the digital architect, Liebelt. For more tips, tricks, and interviews, come visit smartbrandmarketing.com. That's smartbrandmarketing.com. And join the newsletter. It's free.